We gotta get Craig out of here. Oh, hang on. Can't I just click on him?
I don't know.
What, wasn't there something that you could
just right-click on him?
Just kick Craig.
I'd do it the normal way.
Yeah, don't fuck this up. I don't want to kick.
Disconnect.
Craig, leave.
Yeah, well, I know what it is, but I thought there was a shortcut to do it that I found last week. I can't remember. Come on, old age, just take. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 38. I had an intro prepared last night, as I was telling the boys, and I completely forgotten what it was. So, fail boat sound for me. On my left, that's all right. Feel free.
Every week.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't prepare anything every week, but I'm sure it was last night. I was like, oh yeah, that's what I got to say, but on the intro. And then I completely blanked. I should have written it down. But then for decades, I've been saying I should write shit down. So,
so if only if you had something in your hand that you could just like record a note on or something.
I have nothing
kept with you at all times.
Well, yeah, I do. I do use the notepad function on my phone, so I do have notes in my phone. But I might even have a podcast section there. I may even have put it in there. My memory could be so poor that it could actually be in there. Hang on a second. There are some notes in there. So these are the notes from the podcast. This podcast, Doom, Metal Gear, iPad game. So I don't know what that is. That's
Metal
from
Gear
a few...
iPad game, or is that two separate?
They're separate. I think that's from a few weeks ago.
Sounds
like I don't know what iPad game. That's really all it comes to.
That could be anything.
Anywho, it's Friday. It's Friday night. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
Thank you to all our listeners for joining us. I think I remember now. It's coming back to me. I think it had something to do with the veteran gamers. I was going to say something. I'm sure it was another jab at Patreon or something like that. I can't even remember. Oh, it was something to do with sound effects. No cheesy. I can't remember. It's lost all effect now because I couldn't remember to do it. We'll do it next week. So how are you, gents?
All right. But I ain't done a lot this week. In fact, I'm doing less and less as the weeks go by, it feels like.
That's okay, I guess. Is it?
Mm.
I'm statement then question.
I'm sort of losing the will to do anything apart from sit around and just plan a computer or just make sure my little end does her schoolwork or helping the missus out or
Yeah, there's a general malaise with it all now, isn't there? Sort of like, I mean, I get it, like when people really struggle straight off the bat to be at home, my sympathies go out to them, of course. For a lot of people I know, it was like, you know, oh, I'm back at home, you know, it's fine, we're doing fine, we're baking bread, and you know what, the kids are, we're trying to get the kids to do schoolwork. But now you're getting the sense of like, oh my God, enough is enough, right?
Yeah, I'm actually getting into bread baking now. We've got hold of some flour and some yeast and stuff.
Who did you have to smash over the head with a brick?
16 kilogram bags from Tesco. Yep.
I saw them in the other day. I was like, who's going to buy 16 kilos of flour? I guess that answers that question.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to buy two because I had to get my mum one and drop one off at her house.
Did you phone her while you were in the shop going, you'll never guess what I found?
Yep, I did. And then I tried to take two of them to the checkout. And then, oh, you can't have two of those. Oh, okay, right, okay, I'll buy one, put one back. It's really funny. I lifted this bag of 16 kilogram flour and said, okay, then, and like not threw it, but like passed with gusto to a sweaty 18-year-old who was skinny and lanky as anything, and just the weight of it kind of just hit him. It was so funny. I was like, and then he kind of dragged this bag back to where it came from. And then I went down, put one bag in my car, went back, picked up the same bag, because I noticed the bag, because it's how I held it, and then just went to the self-service checkout and took it out that way.
You're a terrible person, Dave.
Yeah.
How many paracetamol have you bought doing that?
No, actually, I've not. There's not been many things that I've done that with. But yeah, I was like, but I even said, look, I'm shopping because my parents actually can't go out of the house. Yeah. So I said, I'm doing it. So no, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So yeah, I was a bit miffed at that point. So
I've got into the baking. I don't know if you guys remember, but I was actually started my bread making escapade well before. Lockdown. I was texting you when I decided I was going to start baking my bread. So I wasn't the lockdown that made me do the bread. I was already a baker, right?
So you actually had flour.
But we didn't to start with, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to there's a local like Indian little supermarket tucked away, right? Little gem of a place if you like Indian food and things like that. And I go in and buy the odd thing. And I know they have tons of flour in there. And I was like, you know what? I've heard that everyone's out, but I'm going to go to the Indian shop and see what they have there. So I went in and I looked. I didn't want to be in there for too long. It was pretty much peak panic time, right? And I was like, I don't really want to be in here for too long. So I went in and I was just bombarded with all these massive bags of flour. So I went, I'll take that one. It says whole wheat flour. I'll take that one. So I went and took it to the chair. I think it was a 20-pound bag, right? So wow. 10 kilos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got back and it was, it's atta, which is durum wheat flour. Useless for baking bread. If you want to make chapatis and things like that, and it's just basically a really crappy wheat to make. It's a tough wheat to use anyway. So
sounds like you could make a lot of chapatis with that amount.
Oh yeah, of course you can. Well, this you know, I want to come on and I want to talk to Dave about his 16 kilos of flour, right? That is a lot of flour. Like, you could have just like bought your 16 kilo bag, split it in half, and shared it out amongst your street. That is a lot of flour. So I went back and I was like, that's it. I didn't buy the right one. And then I found another one that was whole wheat flour. And then that was a double. So that was a 40. That a 40-pound bag? Actually, it was a 20-pound bag. See, you bought a 16-kilo bag. That is a big, hefty bag of flour.
Yeah, that's what they use in the bakery. We have a pallet come in with 16-kilo bags.
So that's 35 pounds of flour. I bought 20 pounds of flour and ended up giving half of it to my neighbor. And I've got like tons of it tucked away.
Well, you're not eating chapati.
You bought a lot of flour there, Dave.
So yeah, it's going to last us a while. I when I do my recipes, I do them when I follow them. I do them in kilo. So probably
you do 2 kilos.
No, I scale everything in it. But yeah, I've done a couple of loaves so far.
15 kilo loaves.
but a loaf is like maybe 3 cups of flour. Have you made any dent in that bag whatsoever?
Not really. Not a massive one. No.
Is it actually a lot of flour?
I thought it was just plain flour that I saw. What I saw.
There was two: self-raising and plain. But plain.
Of those are bread flours, though.
You can use plain for bread, and it's fine.
Plain, you can make a sourdough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Are you going to do a sourdough starter? Are you going to get your starter together?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of effort, though. But
yeah. Well, you know what? The thing about starters is, if you have to do them, they take up a lot of flour. So if you've got the flour to do it, it's worth doing. Yeah. So. Yeah, and the other thing you should do is if you got a lot of freezer space, you should like box it up and put it in the freezer to definitely kill off any nasties that might be in the freezer in the flour.
In the freezer, that's how
in the freezer. Yeah,
you reckon that's gonna be nasties in the flour?
It's possible. Weasels. Have you ever seen a weasel come out of your bag of flour?
If a 16 kilo bag, you could definitely get a weasel in there.
But the amount of time it's going to take you to get through that bag of flour, it's highly recommended to split it up, put it in the freezer, put it freeze portions of it for 48 hours just to kill anything that might be in it.
Yeah.
And then box it up and put it.
Like, you can't guarantee they're not in it because they just kind of have tiny, tiny eggs and stuff. Gross.
Little tip for you there.
Or just cook them. Just cook them up with everything else and it'll be fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the 6 months it's going to take you to get to the second half of the bag.
You'll still have that the next time there's a pandemic.
That's right.
Tomorrow I'm hoping to get 2 loaves and 2 pizzas done with it. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll get through it.
You managed to get some yeast then?
Yeah, I got loads of yeast. I bought there was a multi pack of single sachets.
Did you buy? You get told you weren't allowed to buy that as well, and then
no, but it was a pack of 50 of single sachets. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll buy that.
50, yeah.
Been to the wholesalers or something?
No, it was just at Asda. It was just like you know the random stuff that I have in. Mm. It was And then I found some old stuff that actually didn't go out of date until about Christmas this year, that we'd never even opened. So
yeah, that's good. I started with the sachets. I had like about six or nine sachets or something of the yeast, and then we upped to the. And my wife just said, "Oh, I bought you a jar of yeast." I was like, "I'll never get to that." Mm. We're almost through. We went through the jar of yeast, and now we went to a bag of yeast.
Right.
Is that fresh yeast? You got fresh yeast?
It's instant yeast.
Tip,
a little secret for you. If you go and ask nicely in the bakery at Tesco's, they might give you some fresh yeast.
For
nothing. Won't be a lot, but depends who you ask.
I have a tip for you. If you go down and ask that lady on the street corner, the one with the ripped stockings. If you ask her nicely,
she you might got a tip for her.
Oh dear.
Where we are now.
And there we go. We found the bottom. Okay. So your bread baking escapades. It's good. It's good. It's good to bake bread.
Yeah, getting into hobby.
We've got to the point now where, I mean, my kids don't really care for the bread that we make, but my wife and I, we won't really eat normal bread now. We'll only eat the whole wheat bread that we are making. We think it's just way better. Way better.
And cheaper.
Way cheaper.
And if it's stuff that you eat that you make yourself is always nicer anyway.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd prefer my own Yorkshire puddings to shop bought Yorkshire puddings, I've got to be honest.
Oh, yeah. God, the bloody Aunt Bessie crap, yeah.
I don't know Aunt Bessie, they've bought them for years, they're disgusting.
I haven't perfected the Yorkshire pudding yet.
I wouldn't say I've perfected it, but they always taste all right.
Yeah, it's good. What else have we been up to? Anything else? I got nothing to report, really. It's just been a week of work for me.
Our lockdown restrictions have changed from stay at home to stay alert. So I went out on a motorbike on Wednesday.
Nice.
And I think I probably went near where Neil lived. I went Dunstable Downs through past Milton Keynes.
Were there
about
a million people at Dunstable Downs?
Well, they closed all the nice car parks that actually look over Dunstable Downs. So we kind of went there, the car park's closed, and then rode home. Oh.
There was shitloads of cars parked alongside the road.
And loads of people with dogs and walking around and stuff. And I did stop and like have a wee coffee. And then jumped back on the bike and went through back to Northampton through Newport Bagnall.
Nice.
And yeah, so a couple of hours out on the bike. Oh, it nearly didn't start. I've charged the battery because I knew it was going to change on Wednesday. So I was like, okay, right, I'll charge the battery. And I started up in the garage on Monday just to make sure it would start. And he's like, oh yeah, it's fine. Right, charge battery, Wednesday. And I was sitting there with like trying to start it for about 2 minutes. And I was like, oh mate, I'm going to be so gutted.
Don't you have like an override, manual override, the old fashioned kickstarts?
No, I don't have a kickstart. No. Luckily, I live on a hill and there's a steep,
luckily, assuming it actually starts by the time you get to the bottom.
Yeah,
of the hill.
I have done that before. I've tried to bump a bike down it previously and it didn't start, so I had to hoof it back up, which was a nightmare. But luckily, it started, and then yeah, away I went. It just needed a really good run. The car's been having runs to Tesco probably once a week, but the bike hasn't moved for about 3 or 4 weeks. So yeah,
blast it through. That's yeah, good.
Yeah, needed a good run. The amount of cars and AA services doing jump starts for each other because people just haven't been using their cars and the batteries have been dead.
God forbid anybody knows how to charge their own battery.
Oh God. Well, you know, people
don't care.
What's that?
Really?
I'll do it because there's all these sensitive electronics and computers and shit in them now.
Yeah, what a load of horse crap.
That's just the AA. Like,
get your cables, get a battery, trickle charger, and sort your life out. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I've had to do mine recently, fairly recently. Not in this current period of time, but yeah, I ended up having to buy a new battery for mine for a little while ago.
Yeah, you put it in. Right?
Once you start charging it, generally it's fucked anyway. So,
yep. I'm getting 3 cubic yards of gravel dropped on my driveway tomorrow morning.
Oh,
you're going to be busy. Is this for your back garden?
Yeah, it's for our patio we're building. So that's going to be fun. It's supposed to be torrential rain for the next 3 days as well.
Oh, that's perfect timing then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you post a picture? It was snowing the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had snow this week too.
Jeez.
No, we had snow. Yeah, coming out of that. No, that was it. Was it the weekend? I don't know. We did have snow. Yeah, yeah. It was cold and frost warnings and stuff. And then today.
We've had frost.
Yeah, I think everywhere had like cold snaps, and I saw lots of pictures from places like Finland or Switzerland or wherever they had, and down in the States as well. Lots of places had snow. It was a really weird week. So
I feel like Finland probably has snow most of the time. Yeah. I don't know.
Snow and suicide. That's what you get in Finland.
Cheery place then.
Let's let's move on to, unless anybody else anything else to add. Let's
okay,
get
I, don't, I don't know where to go after that.
I don't know, man. It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Emails.
We haven't even started on the actual show notes yet. And we're
Well, let's get going on them then. We've got emails from Chris. Is this an email? We have an actual email from Christian. Oh, man. Yes. Christian, thanks for using the email. Christian's a star. He says, Seal Pod for life. Yeah, what? Love the show, boys. Sod the games off. I love the chit chat. LOL. I believe that means laugh out loud. quick question. So, did I tell you the story about my dad? Like my dad is old school. Used to, LOL means lots of love.
Yeah, yeah. We had so my dad Cameron over here for a little while, didn't we?
Did they?
Two years ago. He thought it meant lots of love or something.
Yeah, my dad sent us an email. Would send emails to me and my sister saying, "Oh, some news, old." Fred so and so just died. LOL. Like, no, Dad, no. Can't put sign off LOL at the end of death notices. It's like, no, it's not working for us. Anyway, I digress. Quick question. So, if you used a power bank to charge itself, would it constantly stay charged? Have a fantastic weekend. We know the answer to this, don't we?
Do we?
Do we? Perpetual motion, is it possible?
No.
No.
Not so far.
Unfortunately, Christian, at some point, the electronics within the system are generating heat. Therefore, there will always be energy lost. Which is why superconductors are so amazing, right? Superconductors are so cold. So,
what happens if you froze your power bank then?
I don't know.
And then did it.
Well, the problem is it's chemical, right? So it's chemical. Mm-hmm. The battery inside is chemical. So you start
freezing. There'll just be no reaction, yeah.
Yeah, it's got all sorts of problems.
I can't believe you're seriously answering this question.
Well, I mean, as far as I'm aware, I haven't said anything wrong.
I don't know if I said about it on it. I plugged, you remember the old multi-taps that you used to get for your PS1?
Yeah.
You could like turn
the L-shaped thing.
Interval, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother had one, and I plugged it into itself just to like keep the wire from hanging around. And when I gave it to him, he went mental. I was like, what are you fucking going on about? He goes, that's going to break it. And it was broken because I plugged it into itself.
It didn't have its own power.
It's got like capacitors and shit in it, so hasn't it? I don't know.
Something.
It was fucked anyway. Although I did that.
Jim, you wouldn't have thought so, though. I'm surprised at that.
I just thought it was a dumb piece of. There was no.
I wouldn't even have thought it would have any capacitors in it. Really, nothing of any.
I don't know what was in it, but something didn't like it, and it was broken.
Yeah. Then again, I suppose it needs some sort of. Yeah, it might have capacitors in it. I guess I'm not an electronics expert, but I mean, maybe it needs to get some sort of power boost from the system to manage the extra controllers. Interesting.
But yeah, definitely don't plug your multi. Not that you need a multi-tap anymore these days. Unless you're like retro gaming.
I'm sure we've talked about that before.
I reckon we did. And looked it up too. Well.
Where we actually looked up whether it was bad to plug a multi-tap into itself. The questions, these are the important questions.
Yeah. Current affairs.
I don't think I've ever used a power bank.
Really?
No. I've never owned one. I don't think I've ever used one for anything. And I definitely don't trust them unless they're seriously. I wouldn't. If I needed one, I would definitely pay the money to get a proper.
Yeah.
Proper
one. I used to have an Anker. Anker's good.
Anker and Oki.
But that was when I was.
That sounds like some old 90s DJs or something.
Anker and Oki. It's true.
But that was
MC
when
Oki. Going, it'd be DJ going. Anker and MC Oki at Universe. Sorry.
No, I definitely took one when I went camping for a week with the missus and little one.
Oh yeah.
And when
you
I went
have, like a little solar power panel or something you could charge your phones on.
No, that's relying on like sunshine. Which you can never guarantee. So, no.
You're nowhere near your car.
Yeah.
So we go camping, we just use the car, right? So we just have...
Yeah. I don't know. I think I bought it and I was just like, you know, just in case.
Something to use it for.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's long gone. I lost that somewhere.
Thanks, Christian. I hope you've answered. You know, feel free to plug your power. I'm not going to actually. We shouldn't condone plugging a power bank into itself.
I wouldn't. It'll either do nothing or it'll
end up bad. Yeah.
Yeah. You know when you put a spanner across your battery terminals in your car.
Yeah. I don't. Luckily.
Well, I haven't done that, but
can't
it's not a good thing to do.
No.
It's a way of testing to see if there's any electricity in it, I guess.
It's true.
Don't leave it like that for too long, do we?
No.
Might start a fire or something.
Won't be good.
Friend of the show, Andy Cox. Hi, all. Hope you're all well and belated. Congratulations on your first birthday last week. Thank you very much, Andy. Appreciate that. A long form question this week about podcasting. When did you first start listening to podcasts? Which ones did you start with? Are you still listening to the same ones now? Cheers, everyone.
I can't remember when. I know it's been the last 10 years. So that, I can say that much.
Didn't we get asked this question before?
Did we? I don't think so.
I think we've been asked about what podcast we started listening to or what podcast we're listening to. I specifically remember when I was listening to gaming podcasts is when I was traveling around the country as a IT engineer. And I hated listening to radio because they just repeat the same songs after about 40 minutes. And I was doing like 3 or 4 hour journeys here and there. So I started listening to Giant Bomb. That was the first one. And then lots of other weird and wonderful ones.
Thinking back, I reckon I started with the IGN stuff first.
Could have been. Yeah.
But I don't listen to them no more.
No, no. 1UP, I remember 1UP was a good one I used to listen to. I think that got disbanded a while ago.
Yeah. I started with the Ricky Gervais podcast. That was my first introduction to podcasts. Then I went on to some other ones. First gaming one was Midlife Gamer, I'm pretty sure. I still listen to that. So, yeah. I'm not gonna reel off all the podcasts I listen to. But Midlife Gamer is probably one of the most significant ones for gaming because I started with that one and still listen to it.
Yeah, I was big into them as well.
Yeah.
I think Cadcast is the one part I'll probably still listen to now that I listened to way back at the beginning when I first started listening to.
Yeah, you've been around for a long time with that one then.
I didn't start when they started. No, I wasn't in there on day one, but
I hardly listen to any now though. I just don't do the traveling anymore and I don't sit around the house and listen to them, so.
Yeah, I try and listen to for a half an hour, an hour every night when I go to bed.
Right.
So.
I listen to when I'm at work first thing in the morning.
Yeah, if you can do that, that's good.
Yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning.
When I was first listening, I was commuting in the car for an hour each day at least. So that's a good time to bang them out, right?
Hmm.
Okay, podcasts. Anyone else got anything to add to Andy's email? Andy's tweet. Tweet, tweet.
I can't think.
No, okay. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Stuart Cullen says, are triangles the new squares? Have Epic stolen Sony's thunder, showing the PS5 in action first? And could Stadia capitalize on this situation?
Could they?
So, I don't understand the reference of are triangles the new squares.
Triangles as polygons, I'm assuming. And that's what they were. I didn't watch the thing. But I'm assuming that was what they were banging on about.
I watched the Epic demonstration. If it was it an Epic demonstration? Was it Unreal Engine demonstration?
Unreal
right?
Engine 5 reveal.
Yeah, yeah, so I watched a bit of it and I was blown away by what I saw. I mean, it did look really cool. Like the detail was phenomenal. But at the same time, it was a demonstration. So I was like, okay, it looks phenomenal. I don't.
Oh, it's playable. It's playable on PS5.
Yeah, okay. I didn't really watch much where they beyond that. I mean, I really liked what I saw, and I was quite dumbfounded by some of the numbers they were throwing at me, going on how there are billions of triangles being on the screen at each time and all this sort of stuff. I mean, you could throw any numbers at me. You know. I think I generally understood that this thing was doing pretty amazing stuff. They did I think they did a good job of demonstrating that. I don't understand really.
How long was that? When you watched it, the actual briefing thing. How long was that little bit of? Was that little bit of footage that I've seen like a minute or what?
The footage was a little while. They went through different parts of that cave system that they were showing her in, and then they broke down like what was happening and some stuff in there and gave you a sense of. I don't know whether they gave you a sense. Yeah, I suppose they did because they converted the picture at one point into what was just like a mess of dots. I mean, really, with this stuff, you could show me anything and I go, oh, okay, really? That's amazing, right? You know, they could say, oh, there's 10 gigajisms or something like that. And I go, wow, that's a lot, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's definitely a lot of jism.
Giga jism. Here we go. Show title. I gotta write that down.
Do you know how to spell that?
I'm gonna spell it because here's the thing, I've got to spell giga is obviously with a G, but jism is with a J. But I'm gonna have to spell it with a G because I don't know if you've noticed the trend. All the show titles are the same letter, right? No, aren't they? No, they're not, are they?
What?
There are only two words. Right. Sorry, I thought they shared the letters, but I think I started that and gave up that.
A gigajism, like a GIF and a GIF type of thing.
Yeah. It's going to be gigajism. It's a new thing to measure.
I don't know. Don't go there.
The goodness. Anyway, so I don't quite understand Stuart saying a triangle's the new square. I mean, are we going back to pixels?
Squares are pixels, I'm guessing.
Are we going back to pixels? Because polygons have been around for a long time now. So he knows this.
But at the end of the day, pixels is what we get at the end of it. So
it's true.
You didn't see me shrug my shoulders there.
I did. I don't know. It sounded profound. It sounded like we should. Yes. He's right.
So Epic actually is. This is a tech demo for PS5, but
it was on PS5 on the Unreal Engine 5.
Right.
Yeah. It was.
But
tech
Unreal
demo
Engine
for
5 is going to be on everything. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also, if I read this very briefly somewhere, said that they are not going to charge developers for the use of it until the developer rakes in $1 million worth of sales.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. So here you go, you can use it, but if you hit the big time, you pay.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is cool, which is fine, right?
That's,
I mean, that's
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very clever.
This all lasts as long as Fortnite is raking in the cash, obviously.
Yeah. That Fortnite money. I wonder what they're doing now. I wonder whether that's slowing down a little bit.
Well, it's probably not as much as it was. It's still pretty. It's
still going to be significant. Yeah. Could Stadia capitalize on the situation? I don't know. All I can tell you is that I played 3 or 4 games of PUBG on Stadia again this week. And I played one game. I played 2 games on solo. I got 2 chicken dinners on solo squads. Go me. Wow. Lots of bots.
Do you feel empty after that, though?
I didn't on those because I definitely was definitely killed real players at the end. So, no.
Good.
John Mouse, friend of the show. John, what was John's podcast now?
Is that Entertain Nerds?
No. I don't think he did it. Entertain Nerds. He did. Play Vault, was it a vault, something like that? I can't remember now. It's been so long, John. And there was definitely at some point there. I remember at some point someone went, "Oh, we're doing another show," and it never materialized. People don't forget of these things, John. No excuses. Went on and became a dad, and he's a teacher. Anyway, oh, it's all good. Thank you for your service. How much? And as a dad,
and a teacher,
someone that basically a really upstanding member of the community, he asks us, "How much Lego can you fit up your bum?"
This implies that I've tried this question, the way it's worded.
Yeah, it's true.
The answer is I don't know. And I don't know if I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it's not something I'd really.
Sounds painful.
The only thing I'd say is Death Star, and no other questions. And thank you very much for your question.
Death Star.
I don't understand the Death Star reference.
Well,
have you not seen the Lego Death Star?
I'm not sure you could fit that. There's something like 12,000 pieces of Lego.
I don't know. If that's
about 4 feet wide, and
I don't think so.
The
Star's not that huge. I don't think it's the bloody Super Star Destroyer. That's ridiculous. That is.
Is that the right?
I have a Lego Star Destroyer. It's not very big. It's probably about the size of a keyboard, maybe.
You can.
And
get,
to look like, at it, yeah. You could start the process with it for sure. You wouldn't want to finish the process with it.
I think we're getting back to the tip part of it.
Yeah, this show is really plum depths, hasn't it? Thanks, John, for that. Appreciate it. Jay says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really
hard,
really fucking hard. I just started to look behind me. My wife was floating around behind me and my son. How hard would you like to punch Trump in the face? Breaking a proverbial rule here, Jay. Don't like to bring politics into it, even if we're talking about punching Trump. Probably 10. On some days.
Depends on how many times you can do it, really.
Yeah.
You could give a lot.
So what is that, the question of would you like to punch Trump 10 times at 1 scale hardness or once at 10 scale hardness?
I feel if I did it,
yeah,
10,
maybe that.
I might do myself some damage.
Maybe just like booping him on the nose 10 times. Like, yeah, you know, come on, man, what are you playing at? You know, That would be more. I'm not really one for punching people in the face. So
I just think he's just more embarrassing himself. I don't think he needs a punch. He's just embarrassing himself. And so I think he's metaphysically punching himself in the face with every bold-faced type he makes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
Till the next day when he comes up with a reason for what he said before the day before, which is really well worked out. Everything like, okay, that makes perfect sense now.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we draw it on politics. Politics and religion, no real place on the podcast. But Jay, thank you very much for it. But questions, there's always a place for questions. So I don't know, weigh that up, make of it what you will. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
We do.
Okay. So anything else on our week?
Not really?
Or start? Okay. Well, I mean, we're making good time here. Let's move on to, I think we are. Let's move on to what we've been playing. You guys have loads more than me.
Well, that's standard.
I'll start. I don't mind. I'll start this time.
Well, I'm intrigued to know about this game.
Well, I'll get a start. Well, we'll come to that game. I'll just do the normal roundup. Been playing PUBG as per usual. I did start Gears Tactics and quickly realize it really is not a game I want to play at that time that I started it. I'm not saying it's bad. When I fired it, it was one of those things. I fired it up and went, oh, I really don't want to play this right now. Right? You know, this is too thinky. I know. But it looks amazing. It looks really slick.
Like, yeah, I want to get back to it.
Absolutely slick on a par with the game, the full blown games. So I didn't uninstall it or anything like that. I'm just going to come back to it a bit later. There's no hurry.
Yeah, ain't going anywhere.
I started a game called The Gardens Between on Game Pass, which is it could be a mobile game. You sort of have these a little island, almost like a little island diorama, you know, that's just sitting there in the space on your screen, and then some kids, and then as you push the joystick right, the kids move and do something, and then they can't do anything else, and then you push the stick left and they revert and everything reverses, and then but you pick up something that you maybe missed, and then you go forward again, and now they can do what they needed, and you're sort of and it's like uninstall. That was I was just like, no, uninstall. I'm not wasting my time with that. That's just like, that's
what made you even start it?
I heard somebody say it was really good, and I'm like, you know, maybe if I was on the toilet and I just had my phone, that might be. No, I don't even know. Like, it's just, I can't be bothered with something that like that at the moment. That just seems like, I don't know. It sounds really conceited to say it, but that's like, go ahead. That's for somebody who doesn't play a lot of games. I don't know what they, maybe they like it. I don't, that's not really the right thing to say. I don't know. It's like games Monument Valley too, right? Monument games are for everybody. Oh, mate, it was just so generic and boring. I mean, that's the thing about Monument Valley. It was just so cool. It was different, right? But once you've seen the mechanic, I just don't need to see it again in another whole other game. It just didn't work for me. Mm. Oh, sorry. Am I boring you?
Okay. I don't mind. I like games are for everyone. Not everyone likes everything.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely true. Animal Crossing, I've been playing loads more than that. My family has completely abandoned the game whatsoever. So I'm now running around doing all the work, paying for everything. I have to log into my son's account every day just to get him to do a quick task, which progresses the game forward. Yeah. I think I was at the same stage last week, pretty much. But saying that, I did move. I treated myself. There was a spot up on top of the hill, and I sort of moved my house up there. I was like, you have to move people into the village. And I realized that I could have a whole part of the island to myself up high or whatever. So I moved up there. Absolutely. I'm doing all that work. Screw everyone else. I'm going up to the top. That's exactly how I felt, seriously. So I moved myself up the top. I said, I'm paying for all this. I'm paid for every bridge, everything around here. I'm the one gathering up the apples. I'm moving up the top there. So I went, So I went up the top there, and then in true fashion, the kids saw my house up on top of the hill, and they're just like, "Oh, can we move up there?" I'm like, "No way, not going to happen, not going to happen." No.
Suddenly get interested again. It's like
parental controls installed on the switch.
Yeah, no, forget it. No, this is not. No, this is my space. It's not going to happen. So, what I've actually done is I have a very set routine in the mornings, and I'm still going to work every day. So here's my routine, just because it's filler. So I wake up at six or whatever it is. I get up about, you know, I usually give the dog a pat on the head and then read news before I get up on my iPad. Then I take the dog for a walk and I have my porridge. It's all very set times. I know exactly where I am. I've managed to shoehorn in. There is an absolutely guaranteed now spot of 15 minutes of Animal Crossing before I go to work every day for me to just run around, do 15 minutes. That gives me enough time usually to gather up all the apples and stuff like that and hit the stones and get my iron and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so it's not, I haven't stopped playing it. It's bad.
That's good. Crack.
It is good. Yeah. I do question it though sometimes. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? As I'm gathering up apple after apple after apple. But saying that, at the same time, I've been fishing a few times this week, caught some monster fish, and I actually was getting a good rush on catching those fish. So it does a very good job of just, yeah, you know, that's the magic of it, right? It does a very good job of rewarding me, throwing me a bone every so often, which go, nice, big fish, right? Yep, I'll play for another 8 weeks. Let's go, you know, so.
How's your tenants going?
How are my tenants?
Oh, yeah, what happened with the tenants last week?
Oh, not good. No, not good. I ended up losing. I lost 30 grand on the turnips.
Oh.
Yeah. So this week, she was selling turnips, which were even more expensive, so I declined. I said, I'm not going to do it. So I'm out of the turnip game until the turnip prices are good. I basically, what I've realized is I was buying turnips at not a good price.
Right.
Have you got tabs open in your browser to check turnip prices and stuff?
Well, I guess it's exclusive to your...
There is a way of following the economy. Like, basically, if it goes up, if it goes up price on the first day, you can predict how the price is. So if it goes up or down, there is a set formula of how they go. I've since worked this out.
Really?
So if it goes down and then down, the third day is probably going to go up and then up. Or if it just goes down and then up, and then it's probably going to go down the next 2 days. So there's a website that shows you there's like five or six ways the economies work.
Yeah, I'm not going to go onto that. I've been very strict with Animal Crossing and said, you know what, I'm not going to read about any of the fish that I'm missing. I'm not going to read about any of the economy. I have, you know, you can't avoid some stuff. So like, I know, like, there's two or three fruit trees that I haven't got yet. And I know one of them is cherries. I just couldn't avoid that. But I don't know what the other two are. I have no idea. And I really like the fact that I've kept that radio silence of the game. Right. So I only glean from it what I hear. Like, you, that turnip thing is interesting. I'll probably keep an eye on the prices or whatever. But I won't go read up about it. I don't want to spoil the game for myself.
Right. Yeah. So, because then you're just following a formula then. You're not actually playing the game and...
Yeah, like I accidentally sort of read the other day, and spoilers, that plants will cross-pollinate, flowers will cross-pollinate if you put two different...
Did Pilt say about that?
Pilt say about that? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. So Pilt said about that. So I was like, oh, I wonder what I could get. And like a different Fraser would go and look on the wiki and find out exactly what, you know, what do I like that's the end product and what do I need to do to get that sort of...
And what's the most... Colored. What's the best money worth?
Yeah. So, but I don't want to do that. So I'm not spoiling the game that way. So that's pretty nice.
Fair enough.
So yeah, it still ekes out surprises, which I really like. Yep. And then the other game I loaded up is Remnant from the Ashes. So, and this one I think is pretty significant. I had heard Mark from the... Dodcast had really been singing its praises, and I trust his judgment. He's like one of those. He is my guy. When he talks about games, I totally trust when he talks about them. And so he sold me on this one. So this is everyone who knows about this game has heard that it's sort of Dark Souls-y like. I would say it's a cross between it's Gears meets Dark Souls. Maybe just Gears versus Gears meets Dark Souls. Maybe meets some sort of roguelike. So, it's third person, apocalyptic type setting or whatever, sort of a little bit steampunky. I'm playing a girl character as usual, and I got to admit, I think I skipped through all the stuff at the start, so I have no idea what's going. Well, I have no idea why. It doesn't matter, but whatever. All I know is what I need to do. And so I'm in this base, and I think I got captured by some people or something like that. Anyway, and they set me a task and said, you know, you will let you go if you do this or something like that. So you have to clear out the base and start up this generator, and then they give you some weapons. And then you get let loose on the world, and it's like, go find whatever I got to go find. I don't even know what it is. So it's third person, and you're just walking around this sort of this area, getting attacked by beasts. And it's hard. So the first part, I got attacked by, like, you know, there are a couple of these bad guys come at you, and then you take them down. You think, yeah, this is easy. And then another couple maybe come at you. But if you don't pay attention, if they get the better of you, if they get the jump on you, like Dark Souls, like as long as you stay your distance and you control, you're fine. If at any point your guard goes down and they get in and at you, they do some massive damage, and then you suddenly, and then you're off your stride. And then if another one comes in, it takes you out and you're dead. And then that's it. You're dead. Right. And it throws you back to the checkpoint, wherever the checkpoint might be. And you've got to do it again. And,
do you lose anything when you die?
That's the thing. That's the thing that is good, because you don't lose everything. So it just throws you back to the checkpoint. So I went through the streets, and then I found this sewer, and then I went into the sewers. Now, I don't really know why I'm in the sewers or what I'm looking for in the sewers. All I know, but as a gamer, I know that sewer is there. There has to be something in that sewer for me to go and get, right? I don't know what it is. I don't even know if they told me that there's anything in there, I haven't even got past the sewer yet. I have been through that sewer probably 10, 15 times, maybe more now. First time, got hammered at the start, went back to the checkpoint. Second time, a little bit further. Third time, met a bad guy who just chopped my head off, and that was it. I was just right? And then got killed by him again, figured out a way to get past him, got killed by the next thing after that. And I'm like, holy shit, this is hard, right? But it's like Dark Souls. It's not unfair. Is that the right way to say it? I mean, yeah. Neil, you guys played Dark Souls, right? It's hard, but it's true. Does that make sense?
You know, if you die or take a big hit, you fucked up, basically, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know why you're getting your ass killed. There's no cheat. It's not cheap deaths, right?
No, it's because you're impatient, or you
haven't suffered. You
took your guard down, or
yeah, you're bang on. Like, you know, or didn't manage your health properly. Like, you know, the amount of times where I got lowered to like 50% health because I got ganged up on by a ton of guys and didn't lay down a healing or something like that, which I really should have, or approached one of the bad guys at 75% health, which is just like a no-no or something. But I played through it the first night, and I must have done that dungeon 5, 6, 7 times. I went, okay, I'm done. I got to go to bed. And then the next day I was getting my ass kicked about it again. And then I realized, hang on a second, I haven't lost my stuff. So I went back to the base and then upgraded my guns, went back in, and now I was kicking some ass and immediately got further in. And I still got my ass kicked, but not just because I was underpowered, but I was meeting new enemies too. It threw some new enemies at me, maybe slightly different scenarios. So there's progression. So if you're into that, it's really cool. I still haven't got any further than that. but I definitely would still want to play it again. I played one match where some rando came in. I heard that it was better with friends playing co-op.
Okay.
So I played one game where some guy joined me. And actually, it was pretty cool, but we weren't communicating, and it really was my last game before I had to go to bed. So it was cool. I think it would be better if you're playing with... Obviously, it would be better if you're playing with your mates, right, and you're talking to each other and coordinating, because we weren't coordinating. So not that he was a bad player, but he had pushed ahead when I was pushing, when I was retreating, right? So that just screws everything up.
Yeah.
And it scales the bad guys when he came in. So the bad guys, so a lot of the bad guys I was killing with one hit, these little minion type things, when he came in, they took two hits, right? So it scaled it. Yeah, it's good.
It runs okay, does it, on your old Potato Xbox?
Yeah, see, Mark on the Dodcast said that it was running beautifully. He bought it on PC, and he said it was running beautifully on PC. It ain't running beautifully on Xbox. It's not that it's, but that doesn't mean it's running bad. Like, it's definitely playable and it's fine. I'm okay. I don't know any better. I'd definitely rather be playing it on my PC, but it's free on Game Pass and it's okay. It's all right. Feels a little bit janky, I think, but you know what? I'm okay with the jank, a little bit of jank. You know, if you look beyond the little bit of jank, it's okay. The guns feel good. The combat.
Yeah,
that's the weird
thing is guns.
Hmm.
That makes it immediately not feel like a Dark Souls game because you have guns.
Yeah. So that's true. Dark Souls with guns. I think I've heard somebody say that before. Yeah.
Wasn't that Bloodborne?
Yeah, it could be like that. Okay. Maybe it's better crossed with Bloodborne. But the point is, actually, I was just going to say the point is you should play it. You should try it. But it actually feels, if anything, the interacting with people and the sort of wandering around the base and all that sort of, that's where it feels janky, or maybe moving to different areas. But the combat is just true, right? You know, when you fire your gun, the bullets feel like they're going where I want them to go. That feels really good. The shooting feels really good. The shotgun feels good. So, it's good.
Has very, very positive reviews on Steam in most recent and all time.
Yeah, from what I understand, I think this was released and just got lost, like in tons of other stuff that was coming out at the time. So I would say if you're a Dark Souls fan or something like that, or maybe even definitely if you're a Gears fan, and you just the main thing to take away from, if anyone's listening, is anyone listening? If by chance someone listens to this podcast, So I put my friend onto it this week and I said, look, dude, you got to download this. Let's play it together at the weekend. And he started it and he went, this is crap, man. I'm wandering around this place. And I said, dude, get out of the base. Just take it easy to start with, because you don't figure out what the game is about until you've got out and started fighting. Probably the same as Dark Souls, right? Or Bloodborne. Like, you know, anybody walks in and like, this is shit. I got killed like by one swipe. But, you know, if you know what you're getting into, it's good. And just...
I never got on with Bloodborne, but I mean, way back, I played Demon's Souls way back on the PS3, and I was just like, this game's fucking stupid, because I was just dying constantly.
Yeah.
And then, because I didn't really understand what was going on. But then it weren't till, I picked up Dark Souls 3, wasn't it, in the Humble Bundle or something.
Yeah, you were well into that.
And I got into that big time. I don't know, I didn't ever get anywhere near finishing it, but I appreciate it now for what it is. And I haven't played it in probably a year.
Yeah.
it can't be a year because we were talking about it on it. So, but it's a good 9 months probably since I played it.
The funny thing about, the interesting thing about this on being on Game Pass, and this is classic, excellent Game Pass, is that even if I don't go and play this much more, I've had a great couple of hours out of it, you know, great 2 or 3 hours, which isn't, in the great scheme of things, that's okay. That's decent entertainment when you haven't really paid for it. So, but I'm definitely going to play some more. I don't know. I've got to be very careful about when I play it, like, because I can get really pissed off about getting killed. So, which is funny because you play PUBG, Fraser, right? But
yeah, exactly.
Well, but actually, I'm very careful about that too, right? So, yeah, you have to manage your whatever. I have to manage it. Mm. So it's cool. Yep. Remnant from the Ashes.
Cool.
Cool.
I wish it was available on PC Game Pass, then I would definitely be playing it.
Yeah, for sure. If that was on PC Game Pass, that's where I'd be playing it right now, for sure. Mm. With you guys. No doubt. Mm. We'll have to look out maybe for a Steam sale. Something like
that. Yeah, I was just looking at on the thing. It says the cheapest it's been on Steam was £18.59.
Yeah, I think it's early days, but give it a year or two, or give it a year or whatever.
That was 28th of April, it was on sale. Missed that.
Yeah, it hasn't been out that long. 6 months.
It's August last year, it says.
Okay.
But, you know, so. Mate, you know, give it 3 months when it's August again. Although, having said that, a Steam sale in a month, apparently. So, we'll see. Not a big deal.
That's me done, so I'll pass the baton. Should we just go in order here and I'll pass the baton to Neil?
Go on, then. Right, well, the Call of Duty has been continuing. This is the most I've played of anything this last week. Grinding the battle pass up to 97, so nearly at the end of the battle pass, and then you get your missions to unlock all the extra skins and stuff. But we've been playing, me and Dave, just been playing normal multiplayer. I haven't played Warzone in ages.
No.
So
I'm getting pretty done of the battle pass now. Like it's now more of a hindrance. It's basically
you're doing things you don't necessarily enjoy.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically I'm a slave to trying to get to the level 100, and I'm not actually enjoying it anymore. So I might not actually do the next. Like, I'll still play the multiplayer, but I won't actually like unlock the.
You must
the
be
battle pass.
At 100 as well.
Yeah, I'm at like 87 or something.
But I feel like I'm playing it because I've got the battle pass. And I'm what's, like, if I get to 100, I've got my money's worth.
What's? Mm. Let me ask you a question here, because I'm doing the battle pass for PUBG right now, and that is on for another. Well, it's on for like close to 90 days or something, right?
Yeah, this. Was
and my goal is to buy the battle pass, and then not upgrade. I want to get to a level 100. But I don't want to do any upgrade. I don't want to buy any upgrades. So I dedicate at least an hour or two a day to just getting my dailies. And it's,
so what do you mean by buying upgrades?
So first time I got the battle pass, I only got to about level 66.
Oh, you mean buying tiers of the battle pass?
Buying tiers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all the other battle passes, I've made sure that if I concentrate and do all my weekly tasks, the weekly challenges, and I do the dailies, which is like three challenges, like go swim 150 meters or get two kills with an SMG or whatever. Now, I'm not saying those are easy. Like suddenly when you need to get a, you know, for some of us, like it can happen where it says get an SMG kill. I can't buy one for love nor money, right? And I go 3 days without getting a kill. But
That's kind of similar. Well, that's the problem with the battle pass thing is like, I'm gonna get to a level 100 with like 2 weeks to spare. So the getting there is not the problem. But I find myself looking at the things that are on there. Like, as soon as you go on, it's like, do this, do that, do this, do that. So you're immediately like, oh, I'm gonna try and do that. I might want to unlock something for my gun or whatever, which means I need to, or unlock a whole new gun by doing certain things with other guns. And that's the like, I'm playing this game that I was having fun with. And now I've got to do this thing to get this other thing. I don't know why I particularly want that other thing. Because I'm using light machine guns and getting murdered constantly because for some reason they're completely shit and get outgunned by everything else. And you're like, either you're too close or you're too far away. You either get sniped by a sniper or you get shot with someone with an SMG, or which have got ridiculous range and almost no recoil for when I watch the kill cam. I'm like, okay, right. I'm getting completely murdered doing these stupid missions. So after a while, I was just like, I'm just not going to do that anymore. I don't actually care anymore. I'm just going to go back to playing the game and having fun. And
can you grind enough?
Some of the missions.
Can you grind enough without doing missions though to get up to?
Oh, like I say, you're constantly like if I play a game and do okay, I get if I play a bad game, I get like 5,000 XP. Probably maybe knock out a challenge for something I didn't even know was there. Because every week there's weekly challenges, every day there's daily challenges. sometimes I'll do them without even knowing I've done it. And then there'll be games where I'll get like 11,000 XP. So I'm like, I don't even know what I did to get all that XP. But I've not really focused too much on all the missions until the last week or so. But I'm now at 97. So I've got like 3 tiers left. I don't know how many XP that is. Not a lot. I went up 2 levels today. So yeah, I just feel like find your fun, do what's fun. Don't get distracted by fucking whatever is on there to try and...
By shiny stuff.
Well, but you'll get, like I said, you'll get there anyway without all of that.
Yeah.
There's enough weekly challenges that you just get by playing. It's only things like, oh, well, now I need to do kills with the current mission I've got going to unlock a gun, because you can pick from a certain... There's loads of daily stuff, loads of all sorts of shit, and there's battle pass stuff, and then there's other stuff, like normal, just in-the-game stuff. And what am I doing? I'm doing something to unlock a special submachine gun, a legendary level, not epic or whatever. And it means now I've got to hack 15 pieces of equipment using the spotter skill, which I've never used, never even interested in using. Now I'm like, oh, I'm going to try and do that, because I've done the other 5 things part of this mission to get the gun. So now I'm doing that, and I've not done a single one in about 10 games, because apparently no one else is laying fucking trip mines and shit like claymores or proximity mines for me to hack. So I'm like, great, okay. So I'm running around with this useless perk on instead of having like 2 semtechs that I can throw, where I usually have the shrapnel perk on, so I can have 2 grenades or whatever. So now I only get 1 grenade, and I'm running around and I can't do this thing. And I'm like, it's just stupid. Why am I doing this? So the game is fun when you just play the game. And some of the guns that you can unlock maybe are cool, but they're just versions of the same gun that you've already got. And if you play with that gun long enough, you'll unlock all of the attachments. It just won't have the skin on it or whatever.
Right.
So it's still good, but... And I swear it depends on what time of day I'm playing, how much fun it is.
Yeah, it does, man. We will. I came on with you the other day, or you were on when Matt and I were playing PUBG, and you were effing and blinding and swearing every 5 seconds in that game. I'm like, is that actually fun? I mean, but it's the same when we play PUBG. If I'm, you know, I'm getting killed, slamming my hands down on my desk and swearing and thinking that it's everybody else's fault. Right, which is what I do, by the way. I don't know if I ever told you that, right? But if I'm in a really bad mood and things aren't going right, it's all your fault. Right? It's never my own fault. But I'm wise enough not to blame everyone, because I'll just look like an asshole, which I am. So it's cool. Yeah, but then it's time to put it down. Like if I'm getting that frustrated, I've got to stop playing.
Yeah, see, that's the point where. You need to recognize that, don't you? Like you're saying, just go, actually, this isn't fun anymore. I always say it to my son when he's going mental about why are people finishing me or whatever on fucking Fortnite. I was like, that's the game, Adam. That's what people do. You do it to other people. Why do you think they're not going to do it to you? And then I need to just go, yeah, this is not fun. I need to do something else.
It's not like, fun. It has to be fun. I mean, some people just don't care, right? They'll play and they'll be angry. Oh, like that's the thing about, we're sidetracking here, but this is fine, is that, you know, I'm fascinated now. Maybe I have been all the time as well. I don't remember ever playing Call of Duty or Halo on mic and ever just being so toxic, right? That's toxic people are fascinating, right? Or angry people. Toxic people aren't fascinating. They're just awful.
Yeah.
But really angry people are angry all the time. That's fascinating too. Like, why are you playing this all the time if you're that angry? And
well,
is this where you have to go, right?
Yeah, I don't have my open mic. I don't have open mic on when I'm playing, and usually it's like you say, it's just usually, oh, for fuck's sake, oh, fucking hell, or whatever. And I'm annoyed at myself as much as anything.
Yeah, for sure, I get it, man.
It's just like, oh.
The kids are always telling me, "Dad, you're swearing again." Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, it's usually because. Like, you do the same stupid thing over and over. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing the same stupid thing every time and just dying? So, yeah, that's when you need it. Now you need to just stop, probably, yeah. And do something else.
I turned off. I used to have open mic everyone on PUBG. So, like, you could go up to houses and sometimes you'd hear teams talking to each other if they were on game chat.
Yeah.
And that was always interesting because you'd go, oh, there's guys up here, right? We can hear them talking. Oh, they're Germans. Come on, let's get them, right? but then there's like I would kill people, and then the what came out of their mouths was just like literally upsetting. Like, you know, oh man, you know what? I was enjoying that, and now you've just been like, you are a toxic individual, and you've really just put a damper on that, my whole enjoyment of gaming. And that can sound really like, you know, oh, you need to grow a thicker skin back in the old, like, yeah, maybe Fraser 10 years ago wouldn't have given a shit, right? I do now. I can't be bothered with it. I haven't got time for it. Like, don't, like,
so yeah, I get it. I get it, because I've found a setting on Call of Duty that you can automatically mute everybody apart from your friends. And like, me and Neil were in a match, and Neil was saying, oh, you know, those guys are saying something. I don't know what a load of rubbish they're saying. I was like, I've got no idea, because I don't hear it anymore. And it's just bliss of being ignorant of
blissfully ignorant.
Unless it's somebody actually. Somebody that is one of my friends on Call of Duty is actually talking in game, but other than that, I don't want to hear it. Like, it's there was a time where it was kind of, you know, it was when it was all new, it was like 15 years ago on Xbox.
It was before party chat came out.
People were actually chatting and stuff or talking in game, and I don't anymore.
Yeah, there was still a lot of smack talk, but I think there was still a lot of smack talk back in the day and toxicity, but I think it just washed over me a bit more when I was, like, you know, young and full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe, you know, like, seriously, when they say veteran gamers, like, that's where it's going now, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that. I just haven't got time for it.
No, that's probably it. I just don't. Maybe back in the day, it was funny, and it was, you know, part of the evening that'll go on, and I'll, you know.
And I've got kids that I need to stop.
Bizarre thing is someone going to come out with in chat.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, because I had like some great moments. Like, there's one where I had open chat, and there's a guy in the top of a house. I went to the top of the house as well. He was in like one of the back bedrooms, and I was at the hallway. And I put my gun away and I smashed the windows with my hand, and he came out and I shot him, killed him. And he was like, oh, dude, I knew you hadn't jumped out the window. I knew it. And he was like, and I was laughing. He's laughing, right? And it's like, that's great, right?
Yeah,
but
that's
one out of every, you know, then I've got to put up with four guys. And I can't even just make up what they might tell me, you know, whatever. It's just like, yeah, it's not worth it, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Shame. You know, you can have a real laugh. Did you see that one where the guy got killed by the guy in PUBG? And I goes, oh, mate, that was a great kill. He goes, yeah, sorry about that. He goes, go on, teabag me. Go on. He goes, what? He goes, go on. Give us a good teabag. You deserve it, man. He goes, okay. And teabags the guy who goes, yeah, that's the stuff.
And it just got weird.
Teabagging's not even a thing anymore. It's just something horrendous. Something is normally someone says, isn't it? Yeah.
Funny. Okay, what else you got for us?
Right, well,
what's that last one? Do you want to do that last one?
Shall I do the last one? Right, I haven't played a lot of it, but it's sort of related to the other one. So Teamfight Tactics is a game you may have never heard of.
Never heard of it.
Certain circles. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is a spin-off from League of Legends, which
I've heard of this. It's a mobile game.
Yeah, so this is one of these auto-battler type games. I played it on my PC a couple of weeks back, but I didn't play it a lot. And recently I found out it was on mobile, so I give it a spin on mobile. Fucking can't see a thing on my phone. So I'm going to mostly talk. The game is the same on the phone or the PC, but it's a lot easier to play on a big screen with a mouse. So it's, like I say, it's from League of Legends. So you've got, I don't know enough about League of Legends to really talk in any kind of authority about what.
It's Dota, isn't it?
Well, League of Legends is Dota, but seems like it might be slightly more beginner friendly.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I know that, isn't it supposed to be like League of Legends equivalent of Auto Chess, Dota?
Yeah, it's exactly. So it's also better team fight tactics. So you get your, it starts off and you pick like a champion type character off of this. Like, there's a load of them spinning in a circle. You pick one. I don't quite know what the fuck is going on. What I need to look for, sometimes you'll be restricted. You're like, barrier will open, then you can go and try and pick one, and you might fucking end up picking the wrong one depending on what's going on. I'm like, oh great, I didn't actually want that one, but I'm numbered with it now. And then you go off to like the battle arena thing. You'll play a little round against like a AI type thing to sort of boost your levels up. And every time you go up a level, you can put two, like, you gain an extra character to go into the battle arena.
Right.
I'm going to fuck this up. It's not going to make any sense probably, but talking about this. So talking of the battle arena, so you've got like different parts of the game. So you pick your champions, then there's the battle part of the game. So you go to the battle part. You have
the board.
Yeah, sort of. You get one of your champions or whatever is on the board, and they'll have a fight. You won't have any control over what's going on. It'll all just play out. And then when you're playing against the AI, some fucking like treasure stuff pings out every now and again. So you have to use your sort of, I don't know what it's called, like your avatar, which isn't involved in the battle, can just go off and pick all of the coins up off the battlefield. Doesn't have any impact on what's going on in the battle, but you just go and pick up any rewards that are going around on the deck, and then you just get out of the way and watch it all unfold. And then the round will finish, and then you'll have earned
dollar bills,
you'll get some coin, or you'll get some perks to add on to your characters, which, this was the problem on the phone, is A, I haven't got a fucking clue what anything looks like and what it means. And B, on the phone, really fucking small. So you can't, can't really see what's going on. It might be all right on a tablet, but I do not recommend playing this on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
So then you'll get a deck of five cards come up, and you can like buy with whatever coin you've got certain things. They're only left like 1, 2, 3, or 4 coin. But in the early start of the game, you don't earn many coins, obviously. You can also, if you decide not to buy any of the new characters, there's all different, I don't know how, all of the sort of intricacies of the game, because like, there's like different races and different classes and all sorts of different things. And if you get certain amounts of certain ones of them all together, they boost each other up and all that sort of stuff. And they all gain experience. So they'll level up as you go up. And if you get 2 or 3 of the same one type, then they combine to get a stronger one. It's just fucking loads of stuff going on that I don't have a clue of. It's a good game. I know that. There's definitely a good game there. I just don't know how to play it.
If we were doing video conferencing right now, you'd just see this blank look on my face.
there's some characters that have synergy. So like if you two snipers together, like two different characters, snipers together, they're stronger. But then you can also buy characters of the same person and then level them up.
If you get 3 of the same actual person, they will combine into one new person who's more strong, who's stronger and more powerful and stuff like that. And they're a little higher.
And you carry these new people all the time, like this.
If they die in the battlefield, they don't die. It's just they all come back at the end and you start again. And then you get to the point when I've got like So every level you go up, you get that many. So on level one, you have one person on the battlefield. Level two, two, blah, 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 all the way up. I don't know what the max level is. I only got up to about seven. And then I'm just getting totally destroyed by people who clearly know what they're doing. And I look at their characters and, like, where you've got your sort of health bar is divided. It's always the same length on the screen, but there'll be a number of, like, sort of divisions in amongst it, which obviously, you know, the more divisions you've got in that health bar is the stronger they are, basically. And you'll start off with like two, and it'll get like, I'm playing, but at the end I've got a couple of crappy little players, two bar players on the deck, on the board. Mate. And the other guy's got like about 15. I was like, oh dear, this isn't going well. And just getting totally destroyed. And they're, like I say, there's obviously,
Why would you be pitted? Is it the fact that you're being pitted against someone who's way stronger, or someone who's allocated their stuff differently?
What happens? When you join a game, you go into like this sort of pool of eight. So there's eight players, I think it is, and those eight are in a match, and they'll just play against each other in like a round robin. Some games don't last very long when they're massively overpowered. And when you start off with like 100 points, and if you lose to like I don't know quite how it works, but when you lose some points. And when you get to zero, you're out. And then obviously whoever's left at the end is the winner. So they just dwindle down. And I think the first game I did okay, and I got to about fifth. And I was like, I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on, but I got to fifth. And then in subsequent games, I've just been the first one knocked out because I'm just like, the one on the phone, it was just rubbish. I was like, I can't play this on the phone. But I might go back and play a bit more on the computer because this
sounds interesting.
It is definitely interesting. There's definitely a good game there. Like I say, this is all related to this thumb fucking problem I had. Where I was like, I need a game I can play without having to fucking twitch shootery and all that, like constantly using my thumb or anything like that. So
you played Hearthstone, right?
Yeah. This is all Riot games. So this is all like, you know, they're pretty big. So they definitely know how to. They don't make that many games, but they make fucking big, successful games.
Right.
Like League of Legends. And, you know, it's on a, I don't know. There's constant. I watched a few games of League of Legends, and I was like, the guys commentating were getting so excited. And I was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's just like people walking around the map, like, oh, that was an amazing play. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. But it's clearly like there's leagues going on around the world, all that sort of stuff, and money for grabs and that. So it's popular, particularly in the Far East, by the look of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably more popular over there than it Dota is, I guess. And then they've got a load of other games based on this. Like I say, Teamfight Tactics is a spin-off from that. There's this Legend of Runeterra, which is their card battler, which is a spin-off from League of Legends, I think. And they're all decent versions of those games.
So Riot Games is owned by Tencent.
Yeah.
So they're massive.
Yeah.
2,500 employees in 2018.
Well,
it's a big old size.
Yeah, so they might even be bigger than that now because they're banging out more games, including my next game, which I managed to get into the beta for, Valorant. Which is the new shit on the fucking scene, isn't it? So
it definitely was a few weeks ago when it was announced and everyone was trying to get into the beta, including me. And I did not get in. I don't understand why, but I think they got super subscribed, like overwhelmed.
Well, given that I've got in, I wouldn't be surprised you would get in the next week or so.
Yeah, maybe they're just going to drip feed it. Yeah,
I think it's just they're just gradually building capacity, and I think the thing with it is, it's a pretty steep learning curve. So I didn't watch that much. In fact, I didn't watch hardly any. I just put a Twitch stream running and fuck off and did something.
Oh, that's what I did. Yeah, don't be mistaken. That's what I did too. I watched Choco Taco play it for about. No, actually, I don't think I watched Choco play it. I did watch Choco play it, but he annoyed me when he was playing it. I watched Wacky Jackie playing it, and he was doing
very good. I was watching this guy, Anomaly. He was doing like 36-hour streams of it, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
So I did watch a little bit of it.
Streamer life.
Yeah.
Well, sounds awful.
Yeah. So I got my email the other day and downloaded it and everything. First game. So it's basically, better explain a bit. I don't know what it's like, really. It's like a cross between CSGO and Overwatch, I guess. It's CSGO pace. With like characters sort of in the Overwatch style with all abilities. So instead of having, I don't know, smoke grenades and gas.
Have they got a cheeky English lass?
I don't know. I haven't heard that yet. They've got a funky North American, North African American. How do you say that? I don't know. Like an American African type character. Who's all super cool and
a cool black dude
has cool quips and stuff like that. There's some really bang on quips that come out while you've just got wrecked and someone will come out with something. You'll be like, yeah, but or like I'll have just got completely destroyed within seconds, and then like one of the characters will say something like, "Oh, this is great fun, isn't it?" I'm like, no, not really. but yeah, so you have like a. I don't know how many people have played CSGO. You've played CSGO. Everyone probably with PC.
I have never played CSGO.
Right. Well, I've not played a lot. I only played against bots because it looked like it was super fucking hard. So you have like a buy phase where you can buy weapons. And in Valorant, you can buy abilities because some of your abilities, you get limited use. And once you use it, that's it. It's gone. You have to buy a new one next round.
It's an arena shooter, though, right? It's like smaller space.
Yeah, it's quite small. So when you run, inverted commas, you're still not particularly quick, but your footsteps make loads of noise. You go walk, you're basically silent, but you move pretty fucking slow. But being silent is a massive bonus when you're moving in this game.
When I watched it, every fight, it was definitely not a run and gun.
No.
It was like people were being very careful about peeking around corners and stuff like that. Yeah. And some people had some super powerful weapons, which you didn't want to be on the receiving end of.
Well, I've literally been one shot, I don't know how many times. It's like, oh, fuck it. Which is like nothing, but bang, oh, right, dead. No warning, just completely dead. So yeah, it's pretty hard, but well, I say that I only found that out today when I played it again. First two games I played, didn't have a clue what I was doing basically, but I was just like, okay, this gun, I'll buy this gun, blah, blah, blah. When you the first round, everyone has no cash. Basically you can't buy a gun. Or you might be able to buy like a silenced pistol or something real cheap. Excuse me. So the first round, everyone's pretty much on an even keel. Like, no one's got any sort of advantage over anyone else. You've got characters that can, like, use an ability to reveal enemies on the map. And God knows what. There's so many things that I don't know about it yet. So, like I said, I've played four games, basically. Two games I played last night, was it, when I first got it, or 2 days ago? We're really close and it was really intense and it was really good. We lost the first game 13-11. It's basically the first of 13. So you have rounds, obviously, that's another thing.
Right.
So it's like in CSGO, you have a round. A round may last 30 seconds, it may last about 3 minutes, maybe tops, I think. And you have to win all these rounds. And you win 13 rounds, you win the match. So it can go on for quite a while because, like, 13-11, that was a long match. And it was like even all like you go 12 rounds of attacking objective and 12 rounds defending. So it's like a bit Rainbow Six Siege, that's what I said the other day, wasn't it?
Hang so on, this is got, Riot Games as well.
Yeah, this is what I mean. This is Riot Games. So yeah.
Sorry, I missed you saying that.
You have to, one of you is carrying what they call a spike in this. It's like a bomb, I guess, type of thing. So one of you's got to basically plant the bomb in one of the two zones that you've got to plant the bomb in. And the other team either has to kill you all before you plant the bomb, and or kill you all or defuse the bomb. So if you have already planted the bomb, they can still lose if they kill you all and the bomb goes off. And obviously, as defenders, you basically just got to try and stop them doing that. So there's two zones that you can plant this bomb thing in, and you have five on each team. So there's obviously an uneven split between when you're defending, you either do you split like 2-3 or one saying one down like another lane. There's like a middle and two sides basically, but there's little ways around as well. So you can't cover all the ways in all the time. And yeah, so we were lost 13-11, go back to that. So that was close. I'd started to learn a few of the abilities on some of the characters. We obviously had quite evenly matched teams. Second game I played, we won 13-12. It was 12-12. I made some well good plays in that game. I was well chuffed, it was like. I don't know, right at the end, I think it might have been right near the end of the second match. It was like someone had like put this gas grenade thing out, so you couldn't see anything. But it wasn't harming me to run into it. And they were like crouched right in one corner. I managed to run in, shoot them, and then defuse the bomb. I was like, yeah, that's fucking cool.
Nice.
But and I was the only one left on my team at that point. So it was like, if I don't fucking do this, then we've lost, sort of thing. And then today I played two games and got absolutely destroyed in both games. And it was just like, oh, okay, it's not quite as good now. I was right into it after that. I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then today I've ranked up enough to unlock another character, get a new character. I haven't got a clue what they do, all their abilities do, how to use them, where the best place to use them all. There's so much stuff to learn about how best to use all these abilities for those 10 characters at the minute. And I only really feel comfortable with one of them.
I was going to say, I've watched a few.
I don't know what to do half
the
time.
Yeah, I've watched a few videos, and the characters, the skills and the actions of the characters are really weird, I think. Well, just watching with no context, they did seem really weird.
Yeah, well, I feel like I maybe need to go back and watch someone a decent play and sort of to get anywhere near understanding. Like, because every game there's been one or two in open chat. One guy was going mental, we won. It was funny because, like, he was constantly moaning and then we fucking won. I was like, yeah, fucking shut up. But today, some guy was just going mental because we had no. If you're communicating with a team, it's clearly a massive benefit. There was like one of the games we played today. I think we were attacking first, and we were like 7-1 down. I was like, how? We just literally. I was like, just walking along, and next thing you know, dead. I was like, what the fuck? So this. You have to, I mean, unranked play at the minute, so you have to play so many unranked games to get into the competitive tiers and all that stuff. I'm like, I don't even want to get into competitive. But at the same time, unless you're all communicating and all know your characters, then I think you're just on for a fucking pasting because your chances are you're going to play someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Is there any news on what's this going to be like when it gets released? Is it going to be free to play?
It's free to play, definitely, when it comes out. So
that's good. That means we can all crack on and have a go.
Exactly. It's definitely, like I say, it is definitely good and it's definitely high quality, but you need to do some research to kind of know what you're fucking doing. It's like, I've got my WASD keys, obviously, because it's PC, and then you've got four ability keys. So it's QE, C and X. X is your ultimate, so you know, like, that takes ages to power up, and you'll only get to use it once, maybe twice in the whole match. And so obviously when you use that, you don't want to fuck it up. So usually I don't use it at all because someone will probably go, you fucking dickhead, what are you doing? when you completely waste it. So, but yes, it's definitely, like I say, I've never played CSGO because I was always too intimidated to play it. But I feel a bit like I am intimidated to play this game as well. And I would feel a lot more comfortable if I had one at least other person to talk to without them shouting at me while we were playing it. So, I'm looking forward to it coming out properly and everyone being able to have a go on it.
But yeah. Yeah, that's I am. Like, I'm keen to get into the beta. Actually, I should perhaps, like, not, yeah, I'm not overly worried if I don't get into the beta, but if it's going to be free to play, that's good. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, what they've said is, because obviously you can pump money into it now if you want to. It's all like cosmetic and unlock characters.
Oh, they're already got it.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh. Said
is whatever happens in the beta, say, there's two. You can earn some sort of currency which you convert into the actual spendable currency, or you can buy the actual spendable currency out with cash. Whatever you spend in the beta, you'll get back. Well, you'll get credit plus 20% on top for when the game launches. So, you know, everyone starts fresh again when it comes out. I guess
Investing in it now.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, I don't think it's going to be like CSGO where you can make money out of selling the shit that's in the game. It's all just, I don't think you can trade. I think you're just, you know, investing in your own, like, you want cool skins for your guns and all that sort of stuff and knives or whatever and character skins. So that's how they're going to monetize it all. So, but yeah, it's good, but it's fucking hard.
Cool. No, I'm looking forward to trying it. I think it'll be a good laugh if we have a load of us.
Yeah, I'd say
it's exactly the sort of game that the SEALs will all suddenly be online playing for a few days at least, right?
Yeah. So. And then, like, you'll be the last one of your team left, and everyone is watching you. And when you completely screw it up, everyone will laugh at you. Whereas if you play with other people, the pressure of you being the last one left and everyone watching what's happening, and then you just do something really stupid, you're like, for fuck's sake. So.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Davey boy.
So, yeah, Call of Duty, gone over that. I've picked up, okay. I bought Total War Warhammer 2 about a year ago.
Oh, right.
And probably put about an hour into it. Just wasn't feeling at the time. It was about a week before I broke my arm. And I tried to play it with a broken arm and just couldn't do it. And it just fell off my radar. But I'd seen a few other people have been playing it this week and thought, still got that game and picked it up. That's a really good game.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's Total War. So there's a battlefield and you command troops and it's not turn based, it's real time. Mm-hmm. And it's Warhammer themed. And not only is it the sort of battles itself, but you've got an overview of the sort of whole. Well, I'm doing the campaign, and it's basically there's a big event that's leading up, and you've got to take over towns and basically not only defeat other armies, but you've got to make friends and non-aggression packs and trading, and there's quite a lot to it.
Yeah, this is the same one that Matt's playing, right?
Yeah,
He only started it a few months ago, right? He's already got 1,100 hours on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, he has been, like, deep.
Yeah, but it's a really good, because I'm at home and everyone's about, it's a really good one just to not have the sound on, but just play and pause and then, you know, sort the kids out, sort the Bella out or sort the missus out, fix up whatever she needs doing, or make a cup of tea, and then come back to it. Because the thing that I can't do with PUBG or Call of Duty is pause it while I'm playing. I've been playing some of those games like one or two games at a time and then having to run off. But just having Total War on, I just, if I need to go, I'll just pause it and run away and then come back, and it's really easy. But it's a really good game. And I've been I've bought it, I think I paid full price for about 30-odd, 40-odd quid for it. So I saw it and I was like, no, I'm gonna actually play it. And yeah, really happy. I don't know if there's been a sale or anything recently for it, but
there's a Total War game in this month's Humble Monthly. I can't remember.
Oh, there you go.
But it's not that. It's called Gladius or something. This one.
Gladius. I don't know the timeline of it, but I know there was Warhammer 1 and 2, I don't think there's been a 3 yet, or if there's going to be a 3.
This isn't a Total War game. This is just a Warhammer game.
Okay. Which is
RTS type of thing, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's the latest Total War game. I think there's been one or two others.
There's some this. Chinese one, isn't there? The latest one, I think. Like samurais and stuff. I can't remember.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good at the moment. You know, the time killer, and I can just sort of play it in the background, which is good.
So, how do you reckon someone can? Is there like an endless mode or something? Just constantly play and play and play and play.
So there is just battles. You can set up battles or have pre sort of set up battles and just actually do the battles themselves. But I'm following a campaign, and the campaign. There's two versions of a campaign. There's one where there's actually a big event that's happening, and you need to work towards it, or it's just the open sort of field, open map, and then you just play it. I don't think there's something happening at the end, but I suppose you could just play until you actually beat everybody or have everybody join your join up with you. But yeah, like as Fred was saying, like you can put like tens of hours or hundreds of hours into it. Mm. It's that big of a game. Like I'm playing one. I'm playing a dark elf, one of the dark elves, and without the DLC, there's like 10 or 12 characters, and they all start somewhere different and basically have different perks and different sort of abilities, but then sort of that sort of it's a good sort of start of how you actually, depending on where you are, is like who your enemy is and how you work through of who you're going to beat or who you're going to get to join up with you and stuff. So there's a lot to it, and there's loads of DLC as well. There's loads of new characters. There's quite a bit of free DLC I found when I booted it. It was like,
just faction stuff, basically.
Yeah, factions, characters.
So you can start as different factions, and that's how you end up racking in shed loads of hours.
Exactly. So, okay. it's good. I will be playing a bit more of that, I think. And
is there multiplayer?
There is multiplayer in it. I've never really played a Total War. I've played one or two Total Wars, but a long time ago. It starts you off quite easy.
Have you talked to Matt about it?
I haven't, no.
You should, because I know that he was doing tutorials with Claude about how to play stuff. Yeah. So you'll definitely have stuff to talk about, right? So.
Yeah. He'll give me some tips and stuff. So, but yeah, there is a lot to it.
He said it was pretty intensive on the old PC as well.
Yeah, you've got to have a decent PC to do it, I think. So
you can't have that a decent PC. That's what.
So yeah, I'll play a bit more on that, and I'll let you know.
Cool.
I did try and boot up Gears Tactics. I say try. I think it did actually load up But there was a big old warning message as I loaded it up saying your graphics driver was out of date. Oh, that's weird. Okay, I've got an RX 5700 XT 50th anniversary edition.
So that's like the top of the. Well, it's not. Is it the top of the range?
It's a high mid range.
Yeah.
I thought you had a 1060, or did you upgrade?
No, I had a 970 in my old machine, and then new machine. I got the AMD Radeon.
I thought you had a 1060. I bought my 1060 on your recommendation. You told me to buy a 1060 6K.
I didn't know. I think I might have been Sean.
No, that was you. For sure.
Was it me?
Yeah. You said get a 1060, but make sure you get the 6K. Good advice, mate. I think I just thought you had one as well. So.
Okay. No. So, the AMD Radeon comes with the Radeon software suite, which, you know, does automatic updates and does all the stuff. You know, it tells you your driver and it automatically updates and it takes sort of an automatic average FPS of your games that you're playing and all that stuff. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay, version 20.2.2. That's the latest version. And I checked for updates and there was no updates. But it's saying it's out of date on this game. So I went to the actual website, AMD website, and there was a later version. I was like, oh, for God's sake. So the software suite that AMD give you doesn't actually give you the latest version of the driver. So I had to download that and install that, and then I couldn't be bothered. So I was like, oh, I'll pick up Gears Tactics later. But it was quite annoying with the AMD thing because I have this and I assume that it automatically updates and it was saying it was the latest version, 20.2.2, but it wasn't.
Yeah, that's not good. So, that's a bad advert for PC.
Yeah.
Greg DeLacy will be all over that.
Ugh, yeah. Constantly. So when I was with, when I had my NVIDIA 970, I never had any update, had any problems with the updates. Or update notifications and stuff like that. So my it's
probably
another
opposite problem, if anything.
yeah, constantly updating. It's I haven't had many qualms with my.
Did
AMD.
You say constantly updating for the NVIDIAs?
Well, you get much more updates on NVIDIA.
Yeah, right.
I find every time I boot up a new game, it's got an update, but that's why, I guess, right? Because they adjust it for that game. They add in something for that game. But the process is simple. Like, it just pops up.
It doesn't take that long.
No, I just run it. I just start it and go away for 5-10 minutes, and then it's itself out.
Yeah. So that was that. So I have got Gears Tactics Xbox. Yeah. So I'll give it a go. When I can be bothered to launch it next, I'm trying not to spend at the moment, really badly trying not to spend.
There's a lot of games on Game Pass.
Yeah, there is. But there's also some really good games.
He can't be bothered
to
update his PC, so he can't play.
there's two games I'm specifically looking at: Old World, which is in the Epic store, which I've got £10 off.
Old World, I don't remember seeing.
Old World. Basically, it's a better Civilization game. It looks better. The graphics, the art, the user interface, So I've been watching a few people playing it and doing like quick looks on it, and it looks really good. And I did really like Civilization when I used to play it. I've had Civilization 5, and I played most of the characters. But I never bought six.
Is it calling you? It's calling you, is it?
It's calling me.
It's new and shiny, isn't it?
It's new and shiny. The thing is, I've got shit. Yeah, it's...
I know, dude, you just told us you started... You've just started Total War. I've told you that Matt's put 1,100 hours into it. And you're sitting there going, yeah, but look at her over there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. She's giving me a wink.
Yeah.
Slag.
I definitely do have a problem.
this isn't on sale, is it?
This isn't on sale, no.
So can you use your voucher? If you use your voucher on the normal store, do you get another one?
I think so.
See, I think there's a game that I thought you might be interested in on the Epic thing, and that's called Satisfactory.
I've got that already.
Have you got it already?
Yeah, I've bought it.
For you.
You know what Dave likes. We're starting to figure it out now.
Yeah. So yeah. What is it? £31.99. So it'll bring it down to £21.99. Oh, like no, I'm not gonna press the buy button yet. It looks very good. If you are at all interested in any Civilization game, have a look for some quick looks or plays of Old World.
Oh yeah, look. Oh, early access.
Be strong, yeah. David.
Do you know, I heard a rumor today. You know, obviously, the big thing is it's in the news, but we'll talk about it now quickly. The Epic Store got broke yesterday because they were giving away GTA 5.
Yes.
Yeah, got hugged to death, didn't it?
Yeah, so I managed to get on and go, oh, yeah, claimed it and all that sort of stuff, got my voucher, and then tell everyone in the chat that it was on there, and then, all of a sudden it wasn't working.
Yeah.
But I saw a rumor that Civ 6 might be the next free game.
Ah, yeah, that's not the new one that Dave's eyeing up, though. No. Dave's eyeing up the blonde in the corner, Neil. You're too late. He doesn't want Civ's manky younger sister or whatever.
Yeah. Civ 6, though.
We've said about it, haven't we? Like, if it's something's free, like you pick it up and you're like, nah. if you've got to work for it, no commitment. That, you know, you're already invested.
Does look nice, doesn't it?
So GTA 5, just so that piece of, is that in the news?
Well, it was more about it was about the big sale and
we'll get to it then.
We'll come back. The other game I've been looking at is on Steam. So Old World is an Epic exclusive at the moment. And the other one I've been looking at is Nimbatus. It doesn't explain itself very well. It's a space drone constructor game. I've played games similar to this. You're constructing a ship out of different parts. Different parts having different bits. So there'll be thrusters, there'll be batteries, there'll be fuel, there'll be different types of weapons. But what makes this game slightly different is that you can also part of those parts. You can also have a part that is a constructor part, which can create drafts. And blueprints of smaller ships, drones, that you create and send off. And the idea, from what I've seen, is the idea is that you create like a ship and have the ability to create all these drones to basically do your missions for you, which is like either do some mining or resource gathering or destroying planetary defenses, stuff like that. So it's a space-based game, which I'm interested in. I do like, and then it's constructing and creating all this stuff, which I'm also interested in. But it's been on early access for about 2 years. There's lots of videos and people reviewing it.
This was it. Only came out on the 14th of May.
It's just been released, like the final 1.0. So it's kind of been on my radar for a little bit. This is At the moment, it's £11.61 UK.
Yeah, 25% off, Steve.
Oh, Davey boy. Old Kent Road. I mean, it's times of need, right? You might not be able to get up to Mayfair for this one.
Maybe I'll just watch people play it off YouTube or whatever. I'm very tempted, but again, I'm really trying to.
Like, it's a want, not a need, eh?
Yeah.
Game Pass games.
Yeah. Sometimes
you need a new game. Hey, I need a new game, right? Would you say you don't need a new game right now? Like right now, I don't need a new game. I've got stuff on the go.
What was your new game though, Neil?
I bought Hades on the Epic Store.
Oh, I saw you mention this, but I don't know what it is.
£5. It's the guys that made Bastion and Transistor.
Oh, yeah.
It's in early access. It's supposed to come out September, I think. Maybe. Depends on how things go, I suppose. I've heard people talk about it very highly. It's supposed to be very good. It's like isometric sort of Bastion look style camera view. You play Bastion?
I played Bastion. I am of the opinion that Bastion wasn't as great as everybody makes out it was.
Never really finished it, or never got anywhere near finished it. It was pretty cool.
It was very stylish, and of course the narrator on it was just blew everyone's mind. Yeah. Somebody with such a cool voice was narrating it. But I didn't think as a game it was all right.
Right, well, Hades is similar camera view, but it looks impressive, I think, for watching it, and it's a roguelike something else. What does it say? Can't find it now.
I mean, looking at it, it looks more like Transistor to me, and I tried that and didn't really get on with it. I heard it was a really good game, but
I didn't get on with Transistor. I didn't really give it a fair shout, to be honest. Hades is I've just launched it. Whoops.
It looks cool. Looks pretty frenetic.
Yes.
Very stylish.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether it's for me, but
roguelike dungeon crawler. So yeah, but obviously
could be all right.
You're in hell. I guess you have to escape. It's all like you get missions from like the Greek gods and all that sort of stuff. So it looks pretty cool. I've heard lots of cool stuff, and it keeps evolving.
So you did buy it?
I did bought it, yeah, because it was on sale in the sale for like £15. And then obviously I got my £10 voucher. So it was £5.19.
Nice.
So
bargain.
Indeed. Even if I only play it for like 2 or 3 hours, I don't think I'll have wasted my money.
That's fair enough.
But I think I'll probably play it a bit more than that because it looks pretty cool.
Oh, Fraser, you forgot to talk about one game.
What was that?
The game that you didn't last long with? Scrap Mechanic?
Oh, yeah, I bought Scrap Mechanic. Yeah, I saw it. I'm such a sucker. Talk about advertising. I saw Choco Taco said, I'm playing Scrap Mechanic and this could be my game of the year. And I was like, that's enough. I'm sold. Right. But then I tried it. And actually, I was only sold because it was on Steam. I knew I could refund it. Anyway, I started it and it was like I was in this sort of big, bright world walking around. I beat up a few robots. They dropped some medals. And then I realized I was going to have to start crafting. I was like, I don't want to play this. So I refunded it. I didn't get more than 10 minutes into it before I went, I don't know why I'm even trying this. So I'm not going to say it's bad. I can't say it's bad. I can't say it's good. I don't know. Not really what I wanted. So before I just cut my losses before I even started, which is the beauty of the Steam refund system.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't think I can stress that enough. Like, there's a part of you that sort of says, maybe I'm taking advantage of it, right? You know, maybe I'm, but I don't know, like you can just refund it. And one of the options there when you refund it is, it's not what I expected. Okay, it's not what I expected. I tried it. If it had hit, hey, you could keep my 15, 20 bucks, whatever it cost, but it didn't hit. And so that is awesome, right? I mean, it's like every game on Steam comes with a trial. So
yeah, do you get the money back as credit on your?
You can get it back onto your. You can have it back onto your credit card.
Yeah, I usually just stick it in my Steam wallet because I know I'll spend it sooner or later.
Well, mine was out. I had Steam in my Steam wallet anyway, so I went out of my Steam wallet back into my Steam wallet. Yeah. But I've done credit card refunds before. Which
do they take longer?
Yeah, they take a few days.
Yeah.
So that's that. I can't really.
I'm surprised your
the experience is worth more than the game for the podcast.
Your son didn't get you to play it because I think it's been heavily marketed and played in the YouTube and Twitch community.
Scrap Mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can believe that. Like I said, you know, Choco Taco. I saw his tweet saying that he was playing it, and like there are a couple of streamers that I will follow, and so they're because they were that's probably the crux of it, right? Is Choco was an extremely great PUBG streamer who I watched many hours, but I don't really know anything about what he likes outside of that. So obviously he can suddenly come up with a game and it's got nothing in common. I just took his recommendation and tried it, and it didn't work out. But yeah, there's some other guys I watch who I don't know. Taking people's recommendations is something. I wonder how many people take our recommendations.
Yeah. Maybe the free stuff.
I think they would, right? You would if you hear somebody like is genuinely gives you the honest opinion. Anyway, Scrap Mechanic, I can't rubbish it. I didn't really play it, so.
Yeah. Have a look into it if you're interested. I've seen quite a bit on it, and it did look interesting. It has been early access where it's just been a free build where people are just building crazy contraptions and messing about with it. But now there's a whole sort of story or
a survival mode.
Survival part of it now, which I don't think a lot of people.
That's what I heard was people saying now survival's here and this is the real deal now.
Right? Yeah,
that was what they really wanted. So. Like I don't need it. I need that game right now. So
no. And that's it for me. Really, that's all my gaming week. Couple of weeks, really, not a huge amount.
Yep, there's still some good content in there. Yeah. Should we go on to the news then? Home straight.
Kajuki.
All right, yeah. Let's go. Da-da-da-da. News.
All right. Apparently. You can't buy stuff on the PlayStation Store in China at the moment. Got taken offline on the 10th of May, and I've not seen anything to say that it's back on. And apparently there was a complaint that, what does it say? They reported to authorities that certain backdoor elements are easily accessible to switch to overseas services, which I'm guessing didn't go down well with the Chinese. So you can basically switch your territory
right
to somewhere else so you can buy stuff that's not available in China. So they just blocked the whole thing.
Yeah, they've gone a little bit more heavy-handed on... I'm no Chinese expert by any means, but it's from what I understand, like, or what I heard is, and what I've gleaned, or whatever, they went a little bit heavier on censorship in the last sort of six to 12 months. They've blocked a load of stuff recently. I can't even remember what it was. Like I'm not functioning on all cylinders right now, but I'd have to go back and dig up some news. But I've got a feeling like a lot of services were getting blocked that were previously okay. There's been quite a crackdown recently. So,
Well, I don't suppose it affects anyone who listens to this, but to be fair,
maybe not.
I don't know whether there'll be any ramifications elsewhere. Don't really think it's probably going to spread anywhere else. Nope. I'm not sure PlayStation are particularly happy about you switching regions, though, to be fair.
Well, they probably don't care, right? I mean, that's not what they want to do anyway.
Why would they bother then? Why would they bother fucking putting regional restrictions in anyway if they weren't bothered?
Mm.
But I think that's probably more about China than anything else there. Okay.
Like they say there, the official reason given is to carry out security upgrades. Yeah, okay, sure. That doesn't sound unreasonable for the Chinese.
Right, well, on the 12th of May, Tony Hawk started texting people, apparently, saying that they were going to bring out a new game. And then they announced later that day that there's a remaster of Pro Skater 1 and 2 in one package. Available on Epic Store on PC for £50 pre-release. I don't know how much it is on the others, but it's on Xbox, PS4, or PC on the 4th of September. No mention of new consoles.
Are there any Tony Hawk's players in this podcast?
I was going to say, is that I wasn't in it to it myself, but my brother was well into the Pro Skater.
Oh, is
it? I enjoyed Pro Skater 1.
Mm.
Well, Pro Skater.
There was definitely, when this was announced, or midweek or whenever it were, early in the week, there was definitely like a load of people talking about it on my Twitter. And by loads, like a few, right? But
yeah, the old people.
Yeah, it was definitely news for some people. Yeah, they were all over it.
I think I remember the music more than maybe.
Yes, because that's the thing. They've managed to obviously get all the old licensed music back in the game. That's probably one thing that's maybe held it up more than anything, usually, all this sort of things. But yeah, it's got the original soundtrack in as well. So I say I wasn't really into it, so I don't know what that would mean. But clearly, some people are very attached to those games.
Nostalgia sells.
There were some quality memes about. I saw one was when you're in your 30s and you hear that Tony Hawk's being remastered or whatever, and there was the picture from The Simpsons of like fucking Mr. Burns with his like beanie hat on and his skater t-shirt, and there's the classic old granddad, the really old man with a skateboard tucked under his arms. Like, yeah. So yeah, I'm sure that's made some people happy, but yeah, I wondered if one of you two might be into it.
No, pass me by that one.
Yeah. Maybe not so the next one, though. I don't know. Did you play Mafia?
No.
I played a bit of Mafia 2.
Mafia? Yeah, I love Mafia.
Mafia 2 one? I played a bit of.
First one, yeah.
Well, I'm not being funny. Have you seen the remake? Fucking hell. That's definitely a massive upgrade. Looks amazing.
Mafia 2 surely isn't due an upgrade, though, is it?
Oh, no, I'm not being funny. Like, have you seen the pictures of this newer definitive edition? It looks like a fucking movie. It's fucking amazing.
It does look good. I don't think the game, if it's the game and the missions, it will still hold up to today's standards.
Mafia 2 isn't that old, though, is it?
Mafia, the original.
Good few years. Yeah, I don't know about the original. I'm assuming, well, I don't know, to be fair, what they're doing with Mafia. But Mafia 2's coming out first, I think. Is that what I read?
Mafia next week, Lavish Mafia 1 remake in August. So Mafia 1 was, at the time, a really good game. It's kind of like a GTA early Grand Theft Auto. I remember playing it on a PC in my first house on the floor because I couldn't afford any furniture. But I had a PC, so I had the PC and the monitor on the floor, so I had a pillow and used the mouse and keyboard there. It was good then, but I don't think it's got it. I think it'll have to be not complete.
A remake maybe. Rather than a remaster,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe why Mafia 2 is coming sooner rather than the first one.
I don't know. I don't know really anything about the first game, other than obviously it's a Mafia game. I enjoyed what I played of Mafia 2.
I heard Mafia 2 was the one to play, right? Like the
good story.
Mass Effect 2, right? Mafia 2, Mass Effect 2. They're the big ones out of the three that you should play on those series.
I think Mafia 3 was quite highly rated, but it got a bit
was it? I thought it was disappointing in the end.
I don't know.
I have to ask Mike Chin. I remember he was.
I think it got repetitive was the problem. It was like pretty a good story, but the missions got repetitive, as I remember. But maybe I'm talking out my ass. Who knows? But Mafia 2, I played a bit of. I don't know how far I got, but it looks dated. So I say, even though it's not that old, inverted commas, but it does look dated compared to stuff that we've been playing since.
Right.
So, the definitive edition of Mafia looks fucking incredible. So might be picking that up depending on how things go with that, I suppose. Next up, we talked about this a bit, the Unreal Engine tech demo.
Yep.
So we need to really talk about that anymore?
Nope.
No. Okay. Cool. Okay. Right. Assassin's Creed. I don't know if you've heard of these things. The Discovery Tour. Do you know what that is?
It's like no idea.
Sort of the educational version of Assassin's Creed Origins and Odyssey. So you can tour ancient Egypt or ancient Greece. I don't know if you end up basically downloading the whole fucking game, because I'm assuming they're quite big. But it's free anyway. Excuse me, on Uplay. I don't know if it's anywhere on console. But yeah, it's part of their state. Where does it say any further down? No, it doesn't really say. But yeah, you can like, they use their incredibly impressive graphics engines and whatnot on models to take you on. I've not looked at it yourself.
But I think, yeah, I've heard about it. The games themselves, the actual areas that they're based on is modeled very realistically.
Yeah.
And especially the larger structures, where there's indoors as well, they have spent a lot of time and effort recreating what's reality in game. Mm. So yeah, it's
yeah. I'm just looking.
All look good in the game, but these are just like there's no game of these. But
yeah, I'm just looking at this. I think I might go download this because this looks really cool. So yeah, well, I'm looking at what the screenshot they have there. So it's like talking about evisceration of mummies, and so they're using their the tools and the environments that they've built to create a scene or whatever like that. That looks awesome. That's really cool.
I've heard people talk about it very highly, so I'm gonna have to get it. And it's a bit of a struggle to get my kids interested with.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says it's been lauded as a good educational tool, right? Kind of neat.
They've probably both done ancient Egypt and ancient Greece, to be fair. But give it a bit more of a interesting take on it, potentially, or maybe a modern way of looking at it that might actually get them interested.
Yeah, that's neat.
Definitely recommend you go and claim those off of Uplay, even if your PC isn't that great, because you'll have them for when potentially you might have a decent PC. I don't know how good your PC even needs to be.
I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna make my kids watch them and learn something. That's the plan.
So I don't know how long they're free for, does it say? I'm not sure it says, but they're on there at the moment. I picked them up yesterday, and I don't know how long they're on there for. I don't know if it says on there, but
cool.
Definitely something to claim while you can.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So here we go on Epic Mega Sale. We've been in and out of this story throughout the show. So
Mega Sale.
The Mega Sale started, but nobody noticed because GTA 5 crashed the store. So like I said earlier, like it became, they had a mystery game, but it wasn't announced. Whereas they usually tell you what it's going to be free for the next week. So they hadn't said anything, and then rumors circulating yesterday it was going to be GTA, and then it was quite close to the time. In fact, I think they even leaked it themselves, didn't they, on Twitter or something, and then deleted it. GTA 5 was going to be the free game. So whatever time. So yeah, 11 a.m. Eastern time, Grand Theft Auto 5 went free on the Epic Games Store. At 11:01 a.m., the Epic Games Store went off a cliff as untold numbers of gamers that demolished the site trying to get their hands on it. I must have been extremely lucky because I didn't even. I just logged on and went, oh, look, GTA 5's free. Clicked and claimed, got my £10 voucher. And then I was like telling you lot in the chat about it. And then next thing I know, I was like, oh, I can't actually browse the store and see what's on sale because it's completely fucked. But yeah. So the sale itself has got a lot of stuff. Well, it's not a huge number.
It's not a massive amount, is it?
Stuff on it, though. So obviously, like I said, you get this £10 voucher, which you can use on anything store wide over £13.99 in the GBP. It tells you there's a thing somewhere. It tells you, I think you have to, something £20.99 Canadian, but you get a $14 Canadian voucher or something. I think it's the same in US dollars as it is pounds. Or it might be $15, but you get a $10 coupon. Anyway, it varies around the world what you get and how much you need to spend on to use your voucher. But some highlights I've noticed. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which we just sort of spoke about, is on the Epic sale for £16.79. So if you use your £10 voucher, you can get Assassin's Creed Odyssey for £6.79. And you can spend well over 100 hours playing that game if you want to. So that's quite reasonable, to say the least. There's Borderlands 3. Loads of Uplay stuff is on there. Ubisoft stuff. Assassin's Creed Origins is under the amount for the voucher. That's like £11. Rainbow Six Siege is about £6 or something stupid. Control, which I played and thought was pretty awesome, is half price on there. And it's £24. So you can use your £10 voucher and get it. You can get it for £14.
How much?
If you use your voucher, which is ridiculous. So if you have a PC, have a look at that. Get your voucher. Your voucher, if you don't spend it in the sale, will last till November, I believe. The sale's on till middle of June, so you've got loads of time. And every time you spend your £10 voucher, they give you another one. So I've used mine earlier, like I said, to buy Hades. Immediately got another £10 voucher. Oh, Jedi Fallen Order's on there.
How much?
That's £26, I think, after the voucher.
Oh, after the voucher. Oh, I was going to say, that's not sounding okay, but after the voucher?
Yeah, or I could. It's like I'm torn. I'm just thinking, shall I just buy it for £26 so I've just got it and I can play it at my leisure?
Why? Still... It's going to come down more again.
Maybe,
it's now been, it's been on sale, really... man. It's going to be on sale again. So you want to play it?
I want to play it, but I could just go and do Origin Access for a month and go, that's £15, and pay it. But then I'd have to play it within that month, otherwise it'd be £30.
Yeah. And then you'd have to make sure you remember not to renew Origin Access.
Exactly. Well, I'd immediately fucking cancel that shit straight away. That's all I normally do. Apart from Humble Monthly, obviously.
Are you still getting that?
I need to pause this month. I'm torn at the moment for next month. There's two games I'm looking at because Jurassic World Evolution, the dinosaur park management game, is on.
Oh, Stan played that. That was
XCOM 2 is on there with a couple of DLCs.
Let me just ask a question to the master over here. That Jurassic Park game you played, was that on Game Pass? Or did you buy it? I think it's on Game Pass for Jurassic Park?
Really?
I think so.
Is that an Xbox though?
Ugh. I don't know.
Oh, Hobbies on there apparently on the sale, which is a great game. I played that. That was on the show ages ago. And the other biggie is Red Dead 2's on there, isn't it? After the voucher, £33.99, which is the cheapest it's been. But I don't know. Don't know. Tempting, but
Be strong.
I don't know if I can.
I can't find Jurassic on Xbox for PC, so.
Ark Survival Evolved was the dinosaur game on Game Pass. Which is another rumour I saw for a freebie on Epic. There's four big ones coming in the next 4 weeks by the sound of it, during the sale. So
there's
a lot of, well, I say it's not the hugest amount of games, but there's some good stuff on the cheap, and especially if you can use your voucher as well. So I think that's that. Oh, there's some free games and free weekends and stuff we usually have a little chit chat about. That Fallout 76 free everywhere this weekend to try.
The pressure doesn't sound sold on that.
From what I understand, I actually really, really liked Fallout 4 and Fallout 3, but I had to be up for them. Fallout 4 ended up going back too much later and then got back into it. So I'm not really in the mood for a Fallout game. It's been too, it hasn't been long enough since Fallout 4. But they're supposed to really improved it. Really,
yes, I say it's supposed to be half decent now, isn't it? I think with this new, the latest expansion, but you'd need to buy that. So, don't know if it's on sale or anything. Conan Exiles on a free weekend on PC. I'm not sure if it is anywhere else. What was the other one? Oh, there was a free game on Humble Bundle, Aegis Defenders, which is a mix of a platformer and tower defense. Could be interesting. Looked a bit complicated for me. Looked like I'd struggle. So I'm not sure I'm even going to claim it, to be honest.
Right.
And I'm sure there's some other bits and pieces. I can't remember now.
Stellaris is free.
The one, yeah.
On Steam, free to play for the weekend.
Big games to get through in a weekend, probably.
Yes, that's massive. Brilliant
good
game.
Good time to check it out, though, if you have to be interested.
Yeah, if you're into 4X games, but I've never done a space. So one.
Is that on Game Pass, Stellaris, on Xbox?
Yes.
I feel like it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play that. I don't feel like it is.
I'm not sure if it's on PC, but I'm sure it is.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Is it only the console one?
I don't know. I'm on my PC, so I'm not sure.
Hmm. Well, there you go. You can play it. For now.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the same game. I'm not thinking of the same game. I'm sorry. What was the one that looks like Terraria?
Starbound.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I was thinking of. Beg your pardon. Ignore me.
And then yeah, that's
the Stellaris is on PC Game Pass as well. Yeah, so don't bother. You can just play it on Game Pass.
If you've got Game Pass. If you've got Steam.
You can get that for well cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. How much more on sales? What have we done?
That's it, I think.
That's it.
Nice. All right. That's it. Oh, where are we? That's 2 hours, boys. It just goes.
Yeah.
And so like that, yep, we're going to have to wrap up. So, sorry, all good things have to come to an end, but we shall be back next week as far as I know. Thanks everyone who sent in contributions. Any parting words?
See ya.
It's difficult to wrap up, isn't it? It's like difficult.
I don't know. You're the one who usually does it.
Well, if I don't, then it goes on forever. But if I do, then you sort of feel like you're wrapping her up before you need to wrap her up. So,
no, it's been good. I know we had a week off last week.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Nope.
Dave, time is shifted.
No. I was so busy with messing up the recording and nearly losing it that I'm panicking about that I've completely forgotten about it.
Oh yeah, that was all a bit weird. I think I knew that was going to be okay. I don't know what was going on with my internet. It was pooched. That's why it was taking so long. I've had problems with my internet this week. It seems to be around 9 or 10 o'clock. It starts to wheeze and give up.
Oh, don't talk to Neil about his bloody internet problems. That could have been another hour on top of what we've already done.
It's not been too bad.
Has it got better now, is it?
Yeah, is this to be expected?
Here he goes.
Well, we've had a new night.
Start the engines.
I was actually expecting Neil to just sort of wander off at some point and then it's been disconnected. So,
well, that does tend to happen quite regularly, it seems.
Actually, you haven't been cutting out. There are definitely times in some of the earlier episodes where you had two or three episodes where you were cutting out quite a bit, I think.
Yeah.
You've been fine tonight. Sounds good.
Turn my mic up.
Could be the mic. Could it? Maybe. No. It wasn't clipping. It was cutting out.
Yeah.
Well, I turned the gain up last week, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That does, the volume sounds better this year, this week, yeah, for sure. Cool. All right. Well, I got to go to the bathroom, and I want to get this published
again.
Out. Drink a lot of tea, mate. Drink a lot of tea and coffee during the day. And I've had 2 cups of tea since we started.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 hours.
I've had 2 beers.
I've had 3-4 beers.
During the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
Two cans of Carling, and I've had 2.
Carling barely counts as beer, though, to be fair.
No, yeah. Don't be like that. Come on. It all adds up.
2 cans of rhubarb and custard English cider.
Oh, hang on. What make is that?
Brothers.
Oh, I keep seeing that in the shop and going, I'm intrigued, but I'm not sure.
What kind of wanker buys that?
Well, to be honest, I've actually run out of Carling, so like I've dipped into the missus's drink.
What's it like? Is it really, really sweet?
It's very sweet.
Ugh, sounds horrible.
Yeah. So it's nice for the missus, and it's good for as a backup, but yeah. Not an everyday drink.
They do toffee apple as well.
Oh, Jesus. Oh God! I mean, I don't drink. I don't drink anymore, as you know. But even that, I've still got my snobbiness about it. It hasn't gone away. Toffee apple, indeed. Get it out of my fridge.
Cider.
Even worse. Drink. Give me a dry cider. Don't come anywhere near me with that sweet woodpecker rubbish.
Oof, yuck! Strongbow's too sweet. Ugh.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't drink Strongbow anymore. Dry. It's got to be dry. Ugh.
About 7.5%.
Now I'm licking my lips, thinking about a nice pint of cider with me. My alcoholism thanks you. That's just on a hot day. Pint of ice and a cider. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. 2 hours later, not so much.
Yeah.
The next morning, it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get out of here then.
Rikki-duke.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya.